This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Verse 12 says it all. I know that there is nothing better for men than to be happy and to do good while they live, that everyone may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all his toil, because this is the gift from God. It's all a gift from God. Now, here's what's interesting. Most people don't believe that verse. Most people, including Christian people, believe it's, if I'm going to be happy, it's up to me. If I'm going to be satisfied in life, it's up to me, and I've got to do it. I've got to create it. I've got to achieve it. I've got to buy it. I've got to procure it. And Solomon says, no, take it from a guy who had everything, and he literally did have everything. Every pleasure you can think of. You know, some people always say sexually, yeah, he had 700 wives and 300 concubines. He said there was nothing that his eyes laid on that he didn't enjoy in life. Money, things, buildings, groves of trees. He said, I had it all. And he said, it was all meaningless. Isn't that interesting? The guy that had everything said it's all meaningless. He said it's a chasing after the wind. Why? Because he realized that anything minus God equals nothing. That's been kind of an underlying theme through this series. Anything minus the Lord equals nothing. I did this in the first two services. I think it's probably one of the most significant things I've ever done in a sermon. I really do. And it's so simple. You're going to shake your head and say, what? I'm going to give you four things to do in the time that you have left on this earth. Four things to do, write them down if you want to, about what you and I need to do in the time you have left. Whether you have weeks left, you have months left, you have years, you have decades left. Four things to do. Number one, repair a broken relationship. As soon as I said that, most men, most women in this room could instantly picture a face. Picture a face of someone with whom you have a broken relationship. I want to suggest to you something simple. Do what you can. Do what you have the capacity to do to restore a broken relationship. Why? This is going to seem very simplistic, but it's true. People die. That's why. Why should I repair a broken relationship? Because people die. And if you don't believe it, just hang around this earth long enough and you will see the people with whom you have a broken relationship die, or you will die before you have the opportunity to repair the broken relationship. Number two, get back into a Bible study that you started and then you quit. And you could be talking about something private and personal where maybe a year ago you said, I'm going to read the Bible. I'm going to start regularly studying the Bible, and you did and then you quit. I got people to see. I got places to go. I got things to do. My life's pretty busy. Get back into a Bible study you started and then you quit. Number three, call someone or write someone you know is hurting. Again, everybody can picture a face right now. You can picture somebody in your mind, somebody you know is hurting. It could be somebody in your family. It could be somebody in your extended family. It could be somebody at work. It could be somebody at school. It could be somebody in your neighborhood. But call somebody or write to somebody who's hurting. And number four, the fourth thing I'm going to tell you to do, spend some quality time with the people that matter to you. Spend some quality time with the people that matter to you. And you say, why did you suggest those four things? And I'll tell you why. Here's a little secret. I suggested those four things because when you do those four things, God will tell you other things to do. Does that make sense? I promise you that if you do these four things, God will illuminate your heart in such a way that He will reveal to your spirit, I need to do this. Why? Because when you act in obedience in one thing, God opens the door for obedience to other things. He really does.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.